from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Ein Kelokeinu, Forbidden Prayer. If we look at Ein Kelokeinu, it's very strange. They say there's no one like our God. Well, of course there's no one like our God. There's only one God. Who is like our God? Well, what do you mean, who is like our God? There's no one like our God because there's only one God. And so what's going on? What type of prayer is this? Comes Rabbi Soloveitchik, when I was, thank God, in his class years ago, and he said, this is a vulgar prayer. We said, but Rabbi Soloveitchik, it's written by the Gaonim. It's written in early times. How could you say that? So he said, well, the Rabbi Soloveitchik's family had sometimes a dismissive attitude towards Gaonim. Some Gaonim were great, like Rabbi Hai Gaon, Rabbi Zadi Gaon, Rabbi Amram Gaon, and others, his grandfather, could learn better than some of the Gaonim. So he didn't like Ein Kelokeinu. So I let that sit for a number of years. Of course, when you're in a synagogue and they're singing Ein Kelokeinu, you join in. It's not nice to not participate when people are praising God. But then I noticed that right before the prayer, there are some verses. Now, most people skip them. Ein Kelokeinu on page 516, and they continue. They don't say the verse, but there are verses before the Ein Kelokeinu. Almost universally in the Siddur, you'll find a few verses before. And it says, Kavel Hashem, Chazak Mebezivek, Kavel Hashem, you should hope to God. Ein Kadosh Kashem, ki Ein Biltecha. There's no one holy like God, because there's no one like you. Ein Tzur Kelokeinu. And there's no rock like our God. Where is this? It's a verse in Samuel. Ki mi Elokeinu v'alei Hashem u'mitzvu zulati Elokeinu. Because who is like God other than God? And who is a rock other than our God? And that's a verse from the Psalms. So say to ourselves, that's interesting. We have Ein Kelokeinu, it says there's no one like our God. And before that, we say some verses. So I thought that, you know what this, what's going on here? Those who codified the Ein Kelokeinu to be part of the prayer, they said to themselves, wait a second. This prayer is problematic, like Rabbi Soloveitchik said. You can't just talk about there's no one like your God. It implies there are other gods. So before you start the prayer, I don't know whether this was written by the Gaonim, the author of the prayer, or whether it was put in later, but someone said, we've got to put in a statement from a predecessor. We have a precedent that you're allowed to say this. It says in the Psalms, it says in the book of Samuel and Shmuel, that Ein Kadosh Kashem, there's no one as holy as God. There's no one like God. There's no rock like God. Who is like our God? Mi Miloka. And since there are such verses that say such things, that are very similar to what we're saying in Ein Kelokeinu, we say Ein Kelokeinu, Mi Kelokeinu, there's no one like our God. Who is like our God? Therefore, since we found the precedent for it, then you can say it. Then and only then. Now that we know that there is precedent for this audacious prayer, now we're allowed to actually make this prayer. My father of blessed memory liked to point out that he heard from others that, you know, first we affirm Ein Kelokeinu. We say, look, there is no one like our God, so forget about it. Then you can ask a question, you know, Mi Kelokeinu. In other words, in general, we affirm our principles. Within the framework of affirming what we believe in, we can ask as many questions as you want. You can ask whatever you want. But first, we affirm what we believe. Finally, what's the connection between the Ein Kelokeinu and the Ketores? Mentioned the Ketores, the altar of Ketores, mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. What's the connection between these two? So, I'd like to suggest the following. The Ramban mentions it, the Sforno mentions it, that there's an idea that the altar for incense is for kavod, it's for honor. As the Sefer HaChinuch says, look, if you want to have an honored place, it has to smell good. You know, if you have a beautiful hotel lobby, maybe a mild amount of nice odors and scents around, so you associate it with good and beautiful things. So since the Ketores is for the honor of God, so too we affirm the honor of God before we conclude the service. Perhaps that's a little bit of a connection to it. Notice also that the last verse in the Pitum HaKetores, it's also a verse, rather than just having a prayer, it's a verse that also talks about Atah Elokeinu, you are our God, Atah Takum, you are going to rise up. Finally, I'd like to notice the following. It says, there are two versions of how to end the Inkel Elokeinu, and both really say the same thing. The God I'm talking to is the same God that our ancestors offered to him, to you, the Ketoret HaSamim, the incense. In other words, I have a connection with this God. When I talk to God, that's the same God who spoke to Abraham. That's the same God who was at the burning bush. That's the same God who spoke to Moses. It's the same God to whom our ancestors brought the Ketoret HaSamim. They brought the incense. And that's the same God that you, I speak very directly, you will rise up and save the Jewish people. You one day will rise. Atam Moshiyenu, you are our Savior. One day will rise up and save the Jewish people. Inkel Elokeinu, forbidden prayer? I don't know. But everyone recognizes that at least you need, with the proper introduction, perhaps can be a permitted prayer that indeed is said in so many communities throughout the world. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.